Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the third and final parak of Masechet Horayot, and incidentally, the final parak of Seder Nezikin. Kohen Mashiach, this is on Daf Tet Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud. Kohen Mashiach Shechata V'chaka Chavar M'shichuto. So what happens, and we're going to deal in this Mishnah with a case of somebody who has that special status where their Korban Chatat is different, but somewhere along the line, either when they sinned or when they became aware of it, they were either not yet or no longer in that status. So, Kohen Mashiach Shechata V'chaka Chavar M'shichuto. Let's say a Kohen Gadol did a chait, and later was no longer the Kohen Gadol. He had become Pasul and Yom Kippur, and somebody else took his place. He retired. Same thing with the Nasi. Kohen Mashiach may be par. The Kohen Gadol still brings the par, even though he's no longer Kohen Gadol. But Nasi may be Seir. The Nasi still brings his old Korban. Now, Mashiach Shavar M'shichuto V'char Kach Chata. But let's say he sinned after he was no longer Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol still brings a par, which means Kohen Gadol is for life, even though you're no longer Kohen Gadol. That par applies to you till your last day. But a Nasi is not like that. If a Nasi sins after he's no longer a Nasi, then he brings a regular Korban like you or I would. Now, Hashta Yesh Lomar Avar M'Mishichuto V'Chaka Chata M'Vipar. So the Gemara immediately challenges the second part is obvious. If you have a case where he sinned after he became no longer Kohen Gadol, he still brings a par. So Chata V'Chaka Avar M'Mishichuto Tzichal Memar. Do you have to tell me the first case, which is where he sinned as a Kohen Gadol, and that he still brings a par? So the answer is Mishum Dutani Yave Nasi, because you have the parallel case with the Nasi, where it isn't the same. That's why we had to mention the Kohen Gadol in the second case. In the first case, because in the case of Nasi, if he sinned after he was no longer Nasi, he brings like a regular one. So Ahachi Tani Gabe Mashiach. Therefore, we had to also mention the Mashiach. Chata V'chaka Chavar Mevi Par. Now, Menahani Mili, what's the source for this that a Kohen Gadol always brings a par? Meaning, this fellow brings for his sin, even though he's no longer Kohen Gadol. When this fellow sins, that's what he has to bring. And I might have said the opposite, based on Kavah Chomer. A Nasi brings in more cases, because remember, a Nasi will bring, like you or I would bring, if he just made a mistake, thought it was Shuman Eit Chelev. But Ein Mevi Chatato Mishavar, and nonetheless, he doesn't bring the same Korban. After he's no longer Nasi, Mashiach she'en mevi mishigat maaseh, Kohen Gadol only brings with Hora'ah, he doesn't bring in a regular case. Elal, halam dovar mishigat maaseh, so lo kol shekein, certainly the Kohen Gadol should lose that status when he's no longer Kohen Gadol. Tamud lomar v'kriv al chatato, that's why I have the pasuk, v'kriv al chatato, mamejer v'al chatato mishavar. Okay, v'naiti nami mas Nasi mikal v'chomer. So now, flip it around and use the Kal V'Chomer to say Nasi should bring the same one. And Nasi, who brings the Korban in more cases because of Shigat Maaseh, certainly should bring his same old Korban, even though he's no longer Nasi. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah says, Asher Nasi Yachata, meaning Shu Nasi in Shu Hedyot Lo. There, the opening line of that parsha is Asher Nasi Achata, if a Nasi sins, defining only when he sins as a Nasi. Okay, so now let's look at the flipped case. Chatu Ad Shelo Nitmanu, the next Mishnah. Chatu Ad Shelo Nitmanu. Let's say they sinned before they became special in this anointed to this position. V'chakach Nitmanu. Hare Elu Kedyotot. Then it doesn't matter when they sinned as regular citizens, they bring a regular citizen korban, even though right now they are in this special position. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and we invoked Rabbi Shimon at the beginning of the Masachet, im nodalem anshelon manu chayavim. If they found out before they got to the position, meaning the guy ate chaylev, he found out he ate chaylev, and then he became Kohen Gadol or Nasi, then the chayav to bring a regular korban like hedyot. Umishin manu pturim. But if they found out after they reached this new position, then they're patur because they, Rabbi Shimon demands, as we saw earlier in the Masechet, that they have to have both chait and yediyah in that special status, meaning The sin and the awareness have to be when they were in the same status of regular citizen. Now, parenthetically, Ezu Nasi, what's a Nasi? We've been talking about Zem Melech. Shnemar Mikol Mitzvot Hashem Elokav, because in the Parsha of Nasi it says if he violates any one of the Mitzvot of Hashem, his God. What does it mean, his God? She'en Elokav Elah Hashem Elokav, because God is the only one he's beholden to. He's the top of the political and social and national ladder. Okay, now, Menahani Mili. How do we know that if they sinned before the Tanakama's position, that they'll bring the Korban as a regular Hedyot? The Tana Rabbanan, Imakon Mashiach Yecheta, Prat Lekodmot, meaning this is excluding things he did before. Valodino, I might have thought, based on Kabachor, Manasi Shemim Shkod Gar Maseh, En Reviala Kodmot. Think about this. If a Nasi, and as I don't need a Pasuk, if a Nasi brings in more cases, as we just established, he still doesn't bring for earlier sins. Mashiach Shem Revi Elal, Helam Dom Shigan Maseh, Kohen Gadol, who only brings when there's a Hora'ah, En Odin Shalei Aviala Kodmot, certainly should not bring for earlier ones. Said, lo, imamarta b'nasi shekin in mevi chatato mishiavar. Think about this, a nasi also doesn't bring that special chatat if he sins after he's no longer nasi. Tomar b'mashiach, b'koin gadol, shemvi chatato mishiavar. After all, koin gadol remains koin gadol for life. Therefore, I might have thought that if he sinned and then, before he brought a korban, became koin gadol, maybe he'd be in that status. Mevi chatato mishiavar, v'yal ha-kodmot. So Tamalo Mashiach Echata, that's why the Pasuk has to say, Mashiach Echata, Chatak Shem Mashiach Mevi, Kshu Hedyot Eno Mevi. Okay. V'tanya Nami Gabe Nasi Ki Agavna. We have a similar brayta in the case of a Nasi. Asher Nasi Echata, Prat Lekodmot. Same thing. Only when he's a Nasi, not earlier. I Valodinu, I don't need to Pasuk. Oma Mashiach Shem Vichatato Mishiavar, Eno Mevi Ala Kodmot. Think about this. A Kohen Gadol brings it for life, even if he's no longer Kohen Gadol. But he still doesn't bring for earlier ones, the ones that preceded his investiture. Nasi she'en mevi chatatom mishavar nadin shalei avi ala kodmot. So a Nasi that does not bring for anything that happens after he's no longer Nasi certainly should not bring for earlier stuff. So no, a Kohen Gadol is less because he doesn't bring for regular shkagah. Ama Nasi she'en mevi shigat maaseh. Since a Nasi brings in more cases, including just any regular shogeg, therefore maybe he should bring also for things that preceded his investiture. He has to be a Nasi when he sinned. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Nasi Yachata. What does this mean? Yachog Zera. Maybe that means God is saying a Nasi is going to sin. That's it. Talmud Lomar, Im HaKohen HaMashiach Echta, if the Kohen HaMashiach sins. So, Mala Alan Kechshiach Ta, Avkam Kechshiach Ta, just like with the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't mean he will sin, it's if he sins. So, same thing here with the Nasi, they're compared. But let's see, Amar Mayachol Yechzera, I might have thought it's a Gzera. Gzera Mehechetete, why would you think it's a decree? So, Amrein Ashkechan Dichti, V'natati Negatzar, V'veit Eretz Achuzadchem. We find that God says, when you come into the land, I'm gonna put Sarat in your houses. Right, but Sorayim Shnagayim Bayim Aleihem. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't mean if there's Negayim, it means I'm going to put Negayim. So maybe God's saying Nasi is going to sin. Asher Nasi Echata. Rabbi Shimon Omer no. Prat LeNigay Onsin. This is to say that if there are Negayim that happen because of some sort of an onus, they're not in the parsha. We'll talk about this a little bit more. So Lav Amar Yehuda, but Sorayim didn't Rabbi Yehuda here say this is the part we care about. That he said it's a besorah, so maybe say the same thing. God's telling you, when you appoint a king, guess what? He's going to sin. That's why we have im hakoin hamashiach, to tell me the same way, if the Kohen Gadol sins, so if the Nasi sins, not that he will. Now, parenthetically, so why does Rabbi Shimon say that nigeon sin are not metami the house? Vatanya, adam ki yab or besaro, if a person has netzarat, min ha-dibur va'elach, meaning only if he gets them now, at Har Sinai and later, not if he's had them from before. Valodinhu, this is all a longer piece to get to Nigei Onsin. It should be a kavachomer. Tameh b'zav v'tameh b'negayim. Not really a kavachomer, but an analogy. We have tuma b'zav, we have tuma b'n of tzarat. Ma zav min ha-dibur va'elach, just like we know that a zav is only somebody who started their ziva after Hashem gave the mitzvah. Af negayim min ha-dibur va'elach, same thing with tzarat. So I don't need a pasuk. So lo, I'm amarta b'zav shekein in matame ba'ones. After all, the zav is not matame ba'ones, Because if a Zav ate a lot of food the night before, the seven ways, Mishnah Zavim, the seven ways we check a Zav. So Tom of Negaim Shematamim Ba'ones, but that's not true about Negaim, that even if it happened because of an Ones, it's still a Tuma. Which means Rabbi Shimon's position is rejected here. So Tom of Adam Ki, yeah, that's why you need the Pasuk, the Seminat Dibur Va'ilach. Alright? So now, what did Rabbi Shimon mean? So Rava fixed it. He says, Prat Lenigei Ruchot, as opposed to Negaim that were brought because of Shadim. Or witchcraft. Okay, that's what Rabbi Shimon meant to exclude. Okay, now back to our parsha. Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Nasi Echata, Prat Lechole. Mishum Dahavi Lechole, Yidchi Leminsiute. Meaning, we're saying if a Nasi sins, and what that is excluding is if the Nasi is ill. What, because he's ill, he's no longer a Nasi? What that means is, as opposed to a king who became Metzora in the famous case of Uzziahu, because of the Ktoret, Shinemar, Venagad, Unai Tamelech, Vahim Metzorah, Yomoto, Vayeshu, Beit HaChofshit, Taman HaMelech HaLabayit. So he sat in a place called Beit HaChofshit, literally the free house. And Yotam, his son, took over. Now, Midikam, Beit HaChofshit, Michlal Dar Hashta, Eber Habe. What? Now he's in the free house. Till now he was a slave? What does that mean? He was the king? The answer is, Kerem Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua, Habu Azli Besfinta. It's like when Gamliel and Yeshua were on a boat. Bahadur, Rabbi Gamliel, Habi Peter, Rabbi Gamliel had some bread. Hadar Rabbi Yeshua, Habi Peter, Vesulta. He brought bread, but he brought some more flour. Shalim Peter, Rabbi Gamliel. Evidently, they were on the boat longer than they thought. Rabbi Gamliel ran out of food. Sama Chasulta, Rabbi Yeshua. He then asked Rabbi Yeshua, and they shared some of the flour to make more bread. Amarle, Miyavayad, Dahavilan, Aku, Ikuva, Kuli, Haida, Itit Sulta. So Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Yeshua, how did you know that we'd be delayed so long that you brought extra provisions? There's a star, might be Halley's Comet, that goes every 70 years and fools the navigators. And I knew that they were going to get fooled and we might be out here longer. You still got on the boat? Even though you know that? You're surprised at me. Don't be surprised. Be surprised. You've got two students that are back on land. They're so brilliant they could tell you how many drops of water there are on the sea. And they're poor. They don't have any food to eat, no clothes. Right? So be surprised that you're not taking care of them. Rabbi Gamliel decided he was going to make them Rosh Yeshiva. Sha'Allah, when he came to land, when he embarked, Shalachlem v'lobau, he sent a message to them and they didn't come. Chazar v'shalach uvau. He sent them again for them again, and this time they came. You think I'm giving you honor by making you Rosh Yeshiva, that you're backing away from it? I'm giving you slavery. You're now enslaved and beholden to the people. This whole story is there to demonstrate why being a king is really being a slave, and why Uzziah, when he became a Metzora, was now Chofshi. Shinemar, how do I know? V'adabrei lav l'mor, imayom tia eved l'amazeh. This is what the Zekinim suggested to Rechavam when they suggested that he lower the taxes. He said, if today you become a slave to the people and do what they want, then you'll be a successful king. All right, so that's why we said that a nasi shenitzareya perhaps is not chayav. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Asher nasi echeta, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is a famous drasha, Rashi quotes in Chumash, Ashrei ador shenasi shelo, why did it say Asher nasi echeta instead of Im nasi echeta? I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ashrei ador shenasi shelo, mevi korban al shingato. Happy is a generation that its king, or its nasi, brings a korban for its shkaga. Because, you know, to have a king, a leader, who is so humble and so aware of his behavior, that's a great thing. Imagine what everybody else does. And if he brings a korban when he makes a mistake, certainly what will he do if he deliberately sins? So we got a great generation here. And he says that's why the Torah called it Asher. So Rabba's son asked as follows, You can tell me every time it says asher as the preposition, that's a good thing? Yeravam sinned and caused me to sin? The answer is shani achad, shani krav dibure. No, there the word asher is needed, because that preposition is needed. But here it didn't have to say asher nasi echata. It could have said im nasi echata. So the fact that it used the odd word tells you here that it really is for the drasha. Drasha Nachum Rav Chista, my dichtiv yesh hevel asher nasala aretz. There is a vanity. This is Kohela talking. That happens on the earth, which is that tzaddikim have the same thing happen to them that Rishayim happened to. This is part of Kohelet's complaint against, and part of Kohelet against theodicy. But notice it says Asher Nasa. So what's the drasha? Asher Hamlet tzaddikim shemagia lem kemaser Rishayim shalom haba b'olam hazeh. Happy are the tzaddikim that get in this world what the Rishayim are going to get in the next world. In other words, the tzaddikim who suffer here. So that in the next world they get a schar. And woe to the Rishayim that get what the Tzaddikim are going to get in Olam Haba in this world. So he's saying, happy are the Tzaddikim who suffer in this world. So since when is it so bad if Tzaddikim have a good life here? Tzaddikim have to suffer? And it's literally, if they suffer in two worlds. What's wrong if the Tzaddikim enjoy two worlds? What it means is that what they're trying to say is happier tzaddikim that get what the Rishoyim get in this world. So happier tzaddikim that also have a nice life. And woe to the Rishoyim that even though the Rishoyim they still have a bad life, just like the tzaddikim have in this world, they suffer, but they suffer too. They came before the Rebbe, Amarlu, and he said to them, "Ukimtun masachta plan, masachta plan." If you learned this this particular masachet, in other words, if you got this particular masachet kind of smooth in your mouth, you've gone over it. Amarlein, they said, "Yes." Atritu porta. Have you become wealthy a little bit? Amarlein. The Zabnan Katina Dara, we sold a little piece of land, and we benefited from that. Karu Alayu, so what did Rabbi say? Here at Tzaddik, people are learning that Tzaddikim, and they're also doing well in this world. Ashrem at Tzaddikim, Shmagi Alem, Kmaser Shayim, Shabalam Azeh, Balam Azeh. So he invoked this drasha that he had just said, or maybe this is the backstory of it, that they are able to enjoy this world, just like some Rishayim do. Famous pasuk at the end of Hosea. Hashem's ways are straight, tzaddikim walk on them, and the sinners fall on them. It's like two men who, two guys did the same thing. They both brought a korban pesach, they roasted it. One ate it l'shem mitzvah. The other ate it just to pig out. So he's a tzaddik. Same thing. Here he took a korban and he used it for a terrible thing, for feeding his face, and poshim yikashtuvam. So Reish Lakish said to him, Rasha Karidlu, you're calling this guy a Rasha? He brought a korban Pesach. He didn't do the ideal thing. Pesach milokachil, he still fulfilled the mitzvah of Pesach. You can't call him a Rasha. And the mashal is shnei bnei adam. I've got a better mashal. Ze ishto v'achoto imo b'bayit. One has his wife and her and his sister in the house. The other guy has the same thing. He gets into bed, and in one case he gets into bed with his wife. In the other case, a mistake happens. He gets into bed with his sister. There's the split. So that again doesn't work. That doesn't fit the pasuk midami. We're talking about one path, one thing: eating a korban pesach. Here he went the right way. Here he took a different path to the wrong way. Lot and his daughters, that's the best example. Remember his daughters in the cave when they got him drunk. So the daughters wanted to do a mitzvah. They thought the world was destroyed. And they said, we have to replenish the world. Tzadikim yalchuvam, we have to repopulate the world. So they did the same thing and they're tzadikot. Lot intended an avera to sleep with his daughters. We don't know what Lot intended. Maybe he had the same thought. The world's being destroyed. The answer is that when Lot looked down to see Sodom, every word in that pasuk is alluding to his sinful sexual nature. Lot, he cast his eyes up. That's from Mrs. Potiphar looking up at Yosef. Etenav, Lot looked up with his eyes. That's from Shimshon. Remember Shimshon? Otakachli ki yashra be'inai. take that plishti girl because she looks good in my eyes. Vayar, he saw the Sodom. Vayar ota Shechem and Hamor. That's like Shechem seeing Dinah and having his lust for her. He said, Kol kikar yardein. What's that? Ki ba'adi shah zonah kikar lachem. A man will have a zonah for a loaf of bread. Ki chulam mashke. What did he see about the Sodom Valley? It was all lush. The Pasuk and Hosea, when Bnei Yisrael are going to go after their adulterous lover, who gives them to drink, among other things. Why are you complaining about Lot? He was anus. They got him drunk. He didn't know what he was doing. If you look in the Torah text, when it says that the oldest girl, the older girl got him drunk, and he knew nothing when she lay down with him or when she got up. There's a dot over the vav of when she got up, bikuma. He didn't know anything when she lay down, but he did know when she got up. He was aware. What can he do? It already happened. It was after they had relations. The answer is nafkamina. The next night he shouldn't have had any wine. He should have realized what happened. And that's where the second girl came from. Okay, so that's the tzaddikim and the poshim. Darash Rabba Maidichtiv at Achnif Shamikirat Oz Midanim Kivriachamon, this pasuk in Mishlei, Achnif Shamikirat Oz, Zelot Shapirashmi Avraham. Avraham called Lot an Ach, and he left Avraham, and look what happened to him. Midanim Kivriachamon, what does that mean? Midjaitil Midanim Ben Yisrael Amon. Because he ended up putting the Midyanim between Israel and Ammon, who are his people, Shinemar, Leavo, Ammoni, and Moavi, Pikahal, Adonai, that an Ammoni and Moavi cannot join the family. In other words, Hashem separated Ammon and Moav, the children of Lot's adulterous union, incestuous unions, and it all started because Lot left Avraham. So not only Lot left Avraham, and now Lot is permanently separated from Avraham's seed. Of course, there is also the other side of it, which is that Rut, who is a descendant of Lot, kind of only comes into the fold, but ends up being the ancestress of royalty. Last piece. Darash Rabbi, Tem Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai Dichtiv, L'Tavai Vakesh Nifrad, V'chol Tushia Itgalea, L'Pasuk in Mishlei, L'Tavai Vakesh Nifrad, what's that? Zeh Zelot Shnifrad Mi Avraham. Meaning he left Avraham, the Nifrad left Avraham because L'Tavah, because he lusted after Sodom, after that area. V'chol Tushia Itgalea, Galera playing on like Yit Galah, to be revealed. His sin, which is discreet in a cave, became known in every Beit Midrash. Tidnan, Hamoni, Umuavi, Asurin, Isur Olam. The Mishnah that tells us, this Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us, Hamoni and Muavi may never marry in. Okay, we're going to stop at this point and pick up in the middle of this Agadah about Mitzvah Lishma, Mitzvah Shalishma, and Avera Lishma in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.